A New Yorker named Susanna Mouchat Jones has been recognized by the U.S. Congress, the President of the United States, and last June, the world. Her accomplishment?
The world's oldest person is now Susanna Mouchat Jones.
Susanna Mouchat Jones, la persona más anciana del mundo.
Of Brooklyn, New York, who was only a few weeks shy of her 116th birthday.
116th birthday. Wow. But how? Kenny Malone from WNYC's podcast Only Human went to find out.
If you happened to tune into the Today Show a couple months ago, you would have witnessed this spectacle.
Also trending this morning, the secret apparently to longevity. The key to the fountain of youth may be right in front of you on your breakfast table. That's right. It's bacon.
Yes!
That is a very excited Al Roker.
Susanna Mouchat Jones eats bacon every morning for breakfast.
There's a silver platter on the desk.
Al, wow. You should start with
pasta. Off comes the lid. It's packed with bacon. Now everyone's passing it around, eating bacon in the name of Susanna Mouchat Jones on live national television.
Yeah, this is good.
This is good bacon.
We're going to live forever, guys.
Exactly. Cheers.
Bacon.
When we ask the world's oldest people, what is your secret to longevity? We come away with some pretty illogical answers. Bacon, for example, or the 109-year-old who took daily coffee with whiskey.
When you put that whiskey in there, it'd make your muscle get warm.
Or the 110-year-old from New Jersey who said her
secret to a long and happy life has been 3 Miller High Lifes and a shot of Johnny Walker Blue every day.
Preposterous is probably a fair word for this. I mean, bacon and booze, come on. But that question, what is the secret to long life? I mean, that's a reasonable question. And there are some folks trying to look at this a little more scientifically. Tom Perls, for one.
Professor of Medicine and Geriatrics at Boston University School of Medicine.
Tom runs the New England Centenarian Study, one of the biggest studies of centenarians and supercentenarians. Those are people who have lived to 110 and older. He suspects that the real secret here is actually some combination of maybe more than 100 genes that help slow aging and fight disease. Maybe something like
genetic pathways that could have something to do with DNA repair.
Or genes that help fight cell damage from free radicals.
Or decrease your risk for diabetes.
Or increase the ability to manage stresses. Genes
that individually have very modest effects, but as a group, if you get the right combination, it's a very strong effect.
And given how rare that combination is, you can ask 110-year-olds for secrets.
We take note of them, for sure. But
honestly, Tom says, it's not really even the right question to ask. Because by the time you're a supercentenarian, it's way less about what you're eating and more about being sort of a genetic freak.
They are not the people that we should be going to understand what health habits are the right way to go.
And yet we keep asking for secrets. Like with the current oldest living person, Susanna Mouchat Jones, also known as Miss Susie from Brooklyn.
Bacon.
Bacon and grits.
Bacon, eggs, and grits for breakfast.
I started to wonder, how true even is that little detail?
Okay. All right, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Which led me here, to Miss Susie's apartment building in East New York.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Lois Judge.
I was greeted by Miss Susie's niece, Lois Judge. We head upstairs, down a hall, and into Miss Susie's home, where she's just waking up, and her caretaker rolls Miss Susie out of the bedroom for the day.
Here she comes.
She's in a nightgown, her eyes are shut.
A.T.
The nieces call Miss Susie T, short for auntie.
A.T. This is Lois. How are you? Say good morning. Say good morning to Lois. You're not talking?
Lois told me Miss Susie doesn't talk as much as she used to.
Come, sit forward.
Out comes a plate with a ton of food.
Here is your fork.
Grits, eggs, and bacon. But if you talk to Lois about all of this, she has no idea how bacon became her aunt's secret. In fact, she's worried about people hearing that.
The bacon started. I mean, she's always eating bacon from time to time, but not on a daily basis. This is only recently, because we were asking the doctor, said, should she be having this bacon every day? She said, at this age, whatever she wants, give it to her.
I asked a lot of people why we default to this secret to longevity question, knowing that we can get some sort of silly answers from it. Maybe to justify our own vices, some said. Or maybe, someone said, what we want to ask the world's oldest people is, what wisdom do you have for us? But if we wait until someone is literally the oldest person in the world, it may be too late for that. And the best we can do is, hey, what's your secret? And even that can get twisted. Miss Susie didn't really talk at all during my visit, but there is video from about 2 years ago.
What is your secret?
Lois is in it,
a long time.
And she asks her aunt,
what's your secret? Yes.
What is your secret?
I have no secret.
Okay, then what do you think happened? Why are you living such a long life?
I don't know. I just live with my family.
In Miss Susie's own words, her secret, not bacon. If anything, family.
That's the only thing I can say is my family really makes me happy. Go ahead.
For Here and Now, I'm Kenny Malone in New York.
What a great story. You can hear even more of Kenny Malone's reporting on super centenarians at hereandnow.org. We're a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now.